from Lisbon to St. Luke's. This comes from Myanmar. It had been a while since the parish youth ministry had prepared for a big event. Arriving back from my home vacation in the Philippines, the youth ministry team decided to hold its own celebration of World Youth Day last August 19. St. Luke's Parish in the Missioner Diocese of Myanmar is a new parish, established on the 18th of October 2021, a few months after the coup. Young people these days yearn for hope and light at a time when many of them don't know what to do or where to go. The youth ministry team got so excited about holding this event that they decided to invite young people from the newly established parishes of Mio Jut Ki, Zhongdong, Palana and Shado. With only a few weeks to prepare, they started fundraising. And one Saturday, they went house to house to collect garbage for a fee. They also prepared and sold chicken soup, a popular dish during these rainy days. And the night before the event, the venue started to fill up with young people decorating and preparing the venue for the big gathering. It had been pouring rain day after day every morning. But by God's grace, the sun came out on that day. The day began with the opening mass led by our parish priest, Father Bernard. In his homily, he echoed the words of Pope Francis for the young people gathered in Lisbon, Portugal. Pope Francis reminded the young people of the three most important actions: to shine, to listen, and to be unafraid. And these words resonate so much with the young people of Myanmar. Their world, our world, has been destroyed by a military regime that doesn't see any value in life for young people. Illegal drugs are allowed to spread, intoxicating a young population already lost and hopeless. Little is invested in young people's education, a common tactic of authoritarian regimes to keep the population ignorant and blindly following them without question. Pope Francis said, "Dear young friends, today we too need something of this burst of light so that it can fill us with hope as we face the many failures of each day and the darkness that assails us in life and respond to them with the light of the resurrection of Jesus. For he is the light that never sets, the light that shines even in the dead of night." Events like this are a burst of light for young people in Myanmar, a reminder that they are not alone. The Pope also reminded the young people to listen to Jesus, and that is the secret to life. Lastly, Pope Francis reminded them that they will encounter difficulties in life, but always believe in the words of Jesus, "Do not be afraid." As the Kashins love to dance, the manao was incorporated into the liturgy. The young people, carrying their offerings, danced their way to the altar. After the Mass, the opening program commenced. A mental health awareness session followed, where young people learned to practice meditation and self-awareness exercises. And after a simple lunch of rice, Indian pea soup, and a spicy side dish, I recalled Pope Francis's message and explained the meaning of the World Youth Day logo. The day ended with a very meaningful worship service. Young people processed, carrying first the Bible, then the cross, then the image of Mother Mary. And then the young people prayed a decade of the rosary, with one young person carrying a rose and presenting it to Mary. After saying the rosary, three youth led the group to worship God through the songs in Kashin and Burmese. We hope that this celebration of World Youth Day brought to young people a burst of light. Pope Francis left the young people in Lisbon with these words: "Dear young people, I would like to look into the eyes of each of you and say, do not be afraid. I will tell you something else, also very beautiful. It is no longer I, but Jesus himself, who is now looking at you. He knows each of your hearts, each of your lives. He knows your joys, your sorrows, your successes and failures. He knows your heart. And today he says to you here in Lisbon at this World Youth Day, have no fear, take heart, do not be afraid. That article was written by Father Kurt Zion Parler, has been the assistant parish priest at St. Luke's Parish since its establishment in 2021.